Amen. You can have your seats. So this is Surpassing Grace Assembly. Here we go with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I had a completely different plan for today, but God had something else in mind. I was going to continue my series on operating in strong faith. But again, as we prayed this morning, God began to lay something else on my mind. So I'm just following whatever God lays on my mind. Collins. How is that? Fine. Okay, great. I told you what to do. Okay, good. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, so God laid on my mind. It's Mothering Sunday. That's like murdering, killing people Sunday, Abby. No, they said no, it's Mothering Sunday. Hallelujah. So we thank God for all the women. If you know me, I don't like the ceremonial services. I don't like, you know, doing a Christmas message. I don't like doing, you know, those Easter message. I just preach whatever God lays on my heart. I don't like to make a whole service about that. But it seems like we might be going in that direction this morning. Amen. So somehow the women got a hold of God. Amen. And we're going to go with that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But hoping with me very quickly, I'll just take you through a few scriptures, and then I'm just going on. I know exactly what he wants me to do, and we'll just go a bit in that direction. Amen. Genesis 24. I want to just quickly counter Pastor MY. I want to show you your mother. Yes. Hallelujah. So thank God for the women. The women are amazing. Can I have an amen? Amen. I can't even hear the women saying that. You know, the women are amazing. The power of the woman is amazing in the home. Amen. The influence of the woman is strong. Hallelujah. If you were not born by a woman, raise your hand. Anybody, you were not born by a woman, raise your hand. Okay, so I think we have a degree of appreciation. But you know, long ago they used to tell us that if you had an intertribal marriage, the children are likely to speak the language of the mother. Is that correct? That's correct. Yes. Why? Because of the influence. You know, the direction in which the home tends to go is largely influenced by the woman. Science has also found that actually if you take a woman out, or if you empower a woman, for instance, if you take a woman out of a person's life, the effect is very huge, including shorter lifespan. You know, so when you look at motherless babies' homes and all that, the science behind is that you try to give them mother figures, okay? Because the impact of the absence of a mother is huge. The survival of those children is limited, and all of that without a mother. And again, research has found that if you want to improve the livelihood of a family, okay, you want to improve the livelihood of a family, empower the woman. Okay, no, I'm not saying that, okay, maybe the man, you know, the woman will now support. I'm saying that if you want to do something and you want it to have huge impact on that family, do it for the woman. You know, which is that if you had, for instance, if I had 2,000 to give, give it to the woman. She knows how to stretch that 2,000, that it will bring about some nice soup and nice dishes in the home. Amen? Give it to the man. What happens? You first buy a newspaper. After that, he buys coke and meat pie. On the way, he hasn't reached home. By the time he's getting home, he remains 500 naira. Then they say, we have nothing to eat. He said, I forgot. You know, manage this 500 naira. But you know, women will sit there and oftentimes, you know, my wife will do that many times. She will tell you, she'll serve all the food. And then you say, where's your own food? She said, no, I'm not hungry. You know what has happened? She probably cooked and the amount was not enough. And maybe, or maybe the children or even me were asking for more, you understand? And it looked like you all wanted more portion. So she automatically decides that she's not going to eat. You know what I'm talking about. She automatically decides that let them have it, let them eat. Then you ask her, she said, I'm just not hungry. It's not true. She wants you to eat. Are you there? Yes, sir. You know, it's so serious that my wife is upset with me. I say, she's not going to cook. I say, it's okay. I say, in fact, I say, the food is stressing you. I say, don't cook again. Why? She's the one that will beg you to eat the food. You understand? Because even the satisfaction, women, you know what I'm talking about. Even their satisfaction comes from the fact that you are eating their food. But if it's a man, there's going to be a problem. You know what I'm talking about. Anybody? Are you still there? Genesis 24. Genesis 24, verse 67. This was Isaac getting married. So they had brought Rebekah. And then what happened? The Bible says, then Isaac brought her, that is Rebekah, the new bride, into his mother Sarah's. His wife, and he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. So very simple. What happened? There was a space, okay, until the wife came. So the wife became the mother. Are you there? So the wife mothers. So that's why you say it's Mothering Sunday. Are you still there? So I tell women, I say, you see, we are all your children. So Mrs. D has three children. The eldest is here, and then two younger ones. They are laughing. He's so big man like this. It's true. Do the women agree with me? Do you agree? Or you're afraid of the men? You don't agree? Thank you. So I'm just talking about the influence. Are you still there? That's why the appreciation is there. That's why the appreciation is huge. Of course, it doesn't mean the men are not doing many good things. Deuteronomy chapter 7. But I'm just talking about that influence that the woman has. It's amazing. It's what impact they can have. When you see a man who is okay, right? The guy is doing fine, but he's by himself. He looks like his efforts are nothing compared to when he's married. Are you following what I'm saying? It looks like something happens. The woman is a multiplying factor. She doesn't have to, even if she's a housewife. I'm not talking about the fact that she works or anything. Okay, she can earn and all that. But even if she's a housewife, she's a multiplying factor. Because the money the man would have used to eat all kinds of things, the woman will be the first to say, the good wife, are you hearing what I'm saying? Will be the first to say, we need to do this. We need to start saving for this. Are you with me? The men can visit every new eatery in town. Are you still there? I'm just obeying God. So if the men are not happy, they can keep looking at the floor. Okay? And just keep counting time. I'm praying that God will move the time forward very quickly. Are you still there? It says in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 3, it says, nor shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughter to their son, nor take their daughter for your son. For they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. So the anger of the Lord will be aroused against you and destroy you suddenly. Now, what's strange to me here is that it's talking about marriage on either side. Okay, in verse 3, you don't marry. Okay, men, you don't give the sons, don't give the daughters. You know, that's what he was saying. But then in verse 4, he focused on what? On the men. And he says, look, if you let the men marry their women, the women will influence them. The woman has a strong influence. One of the scriptures that strikes me is that King Ahab was a very difficult king, very evil king. And the Bible says he was evil because his wife Jezebel made him so. Are you still there? So the power of the woman, Proverbs 31. I'm moving faster. Proverbs 31. So the men also need to learn to pray. If you are single, you pray. God give me what a good wife. Can I have an amen? If you are married, say, Lord, thank you for the wife you have given me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The more you thank him and you begin to pray for her, the more you will see the results. Can I have an amen? Now, interesting, verses 3 and 4, it says, do not give your strength to women, nor your ways. No, verse 3 alone. Do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. So suddenly you think that a woman is a bad thing, isn't it? But then it jumps down, and in verse 10, it says, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of his life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She's like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it from her profit. She plants a vineyard and so on and so forth until eventually, it says what? Her husband will be known in the city gates. Now, I read one. He says, don't give your strength to women. And then suddenly he's talking about a woman. Because it's outside of marriage. You are just busy playing around with women outside of marriage, then it's a dangerous thing. That's what he's saying. But you get a virtuous wife, then you get the multiplier effect. Can I have an amen? You know, every time I look back and I think, oh, I've been married, what, 19 years? 19 years, you don't know. Yes, 19 years this year. 19 years this year. And I look back at where we started from and where we are now, I think to myself, if I was alone, would I have done what I have done? The clear answer is no. Are you with me? The clear answer is no. The woman carries, shoulders a lot of burdens. The woman enables a lot of things to happen. That's the wife. Are you hear what I'm saying? Outside of that, it's dangerous. So for the men who are just playing, it's dangerous. Okay, but that's not my emphasis today. My emphasis is that when you talk about the Mothering Sunday, we need to appreciate the women for the things that they do. Amen. All of the effort, Pastor and wife, you are making them feel cool. Yeah, they should feel cool today. You know, if I joke with him, I say, every time I see a nice new Kenyan on him, I know who made it happen. You know, I know how it happened because left to him, you know what I'm talking about. Left to him, he won't bother. And you know what? That's what happens with me. Most of the time, my wife will say, who gives me clothes? Take this material. I saw this material. I've never seen material before. I've not been anywhere and I saw material. I've not seen it online. I've not seen it in any shop. If it was there, my eyes didn't see it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But that's the blessing that comes. So I just want to follow God a little bit and just talk about, you know, and celebrate the mothers in the house. So I'm going to ask a few comments. Do I have a volunteer of a married man who's going to speak about the value of, you know, their mother slash wife? Why are you... Sir, he's looking at you, sir. He's looking at you. Are you volunteering? So what do you think about it? We're going in a few different directions very quickly. Okay, sir. Please just come here, sir. No, they are not bringing it. If you just come here, sir, just come to so they can capture you well.
Praise the Lord. The Bible is constantly true. No doubt about that. If I could still remember very well, when I was single, I kept companies of friends, so many. But immediately I got married. With the help of my wife, I was able to reduce them. Not only for the fun of it, but for the good of it. Before I got married, I have had an encounter with Christ, but not serious one. But immediately my wife came in and we started living together. Number one, I started taking that relationship very seriously. And the product of it is, by His grace, what I am today. Because along the line, I remember two occasions. One, in my family, when we give birth, these traditional things, my wife said, no, we are not doing it. Ah, I said, this is the consequence. He said, which consequence? Once you have Jesus, all is well. Ah, my mother has come with everything. My wife said, no, this one cannot play. We are new creations. And that baby girl that time, she's here, well and hearty, married. So why am I saying this? If not for her, maybe I will not be able to stand against the family things. Here at Ogudu, when we entered, we came in plenty, but things started disputating. Ah, cancer from here and there, but she stood her ground. That place, everybody is passing there now. There is road. That time, it was a den of armed robbers. But we were there. Said nothing would happen. Armed robber came. They attacked. Fortunately, we are not in. But the tenants that were in, they said they came for me. Said, don't worry, they will not come again. The second day, they came. But thank God, she stood her ground and said, we are going to stay here. Nothing will move us, and we stay. What am I saying? Is that they are real strength. In fact, in times of crisis, they stand with you. I think some couple of weeks back, I said, I passed through wilderness. If not for my wife, if she has abandoned me, maybe I don't know what would have happened, but she's too still. She's too still. And God see us through. So if you are not married, please, please, it's a sweet thing. Don't waste more time again. One thing I would want to remember then, when I got married, my friends were making jest of me. They said, why did you go into marriage very soon? I said, I found my wife. They said, but today, I didn't regret it. I have brothers that are still nursing baby in prep, because we went to the girls' school 2 days ago at Federal College of Education. You see that my brother, we went somewhere, he said, it's my father. And he's still having a baby, small baby. Why am I saying it? It's because of my wife. My wife stood by my children. When I was in the regular service, I work in the bank, inspectorate and reconciliation. So I used to move from one place to another. My wife was at home. These are the products. If she has not taken care of them, I don't know what would have become of them today. So modern. They are very, very good. In fact, they are a plus to a man's life. God decided it at the beginning. He said, man cannot do this thing alone. So he brought an helpmate. So I thank God for finding my own helpmate.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, sir. Okay. I wish it wouldn't stop. I even had questions for you. I had questions for you because some of these young men, I'm looking at them, I'm like, what are they doing now? Sorry? Okay, so who else will speak about that? Any other volunteer? Yes, sir.
Praise God. Grandpa said everything, and truly that's why we are advised to follow God's steps when you're making your choice, because it's the choice that matters. When you make a wrong choice, then your life goes upside down. When I was in school, I used to have a girlfriend for 7 years. Today, when I see my friend Tunde, he says, "Mosco, if you admire that woman, I'll never see you again in this life." Amen. But he says, "But this one that you are married, in fact, he will leave his house to come to my house to eat." And tell he will call my wife and say, "Please, this is what I want to eat." And I said, he said, "Because he knows she will do it." And I've seen it in all the women, in the mothers here in SGA. You know, I've seen it from the oldest to the youngest. But the truth of the matter is that they give you direction. Just like when you were with your mother when you were growing up, they take over, like we've read. They fill that vacuum that will have been there, and they make you better. Now, if anybody comes and says, no, it's because he has not made the right choice. Okay? And these choices are very important. If you go and read in Proverbs 31, it tells you about the virtuous woman. Hallelujah. And it's important. There are so many things I can tell you, but the most important decisions in this life that I've made from 15 years ago, the most important decisions I've made, okay, have been because my wife sat down, just like Grandpa said, and said, "You know what? This can't happen." I said, I don't have the capacity for this. She said, "Ha, sit down. Is it not the same you that will come and encourage us here?" I said, "I can't even remember what I said." He said, "Okay, no problem. I will remind you. But you need to sit down and do these things because you are able." Now, if you don't have those words of encouragement, and see, we are not, it's not packaging, okay? I'm not saying it because she's here, but I think it's very obvious, Abby. Because Edmund told you now that I don't even know the clothes I wear. I don't know where they come from, really. For me, I wear one pair of shoes for 3 years and all that. I just wake up one morning, somebody comes and says, "This is a pair of slippers." And then I said, what's this slipper? I said, "You don't have slippers." I said, "What of that one?" He says, "No slipper, it's not good enough." So they understand what is good enough for you. Okay? For us men, they understand. Okay, for their husbands, they understand what is good enough for them. And even for the children, they understand what is good enough for them. And that's why I said earlier that they are the ones that we treat with utmost disregard, in quotes, the most in the family. Because we take everything they say for granted. But yet what they say is born out of love. And what they do is out of love. And you see, when people love you, you always think that they are against you. Yeah, and Bible tells you that it's the one that God loves, that is he prunes. Okay, and that's what the mothers do. Amen. Before I got married, I couldn't have been who I was, okay, if not for my mom. And the same thing that my mom used to do then is what my wife does now. I sit down, I'm at home, and somebody calls me and says, they knock it down and say, "Today's your birthday," and everybody's there. And I'm like, "I didn't ask all of you to come." And then I look at my wife, smiles. I said, "I don't know how they came." I said, "Don't worry, I know how they came." But that's it. They always want you to be the best of who you are and be the best of yourself. Okay? And so when they support you, don't kick, you know. When they empty your purse, don't worry. Hallelujah. Because the person that emptied that purse is the same person that will come and fill it. Hallelujah. I laid the cast bear on the table and tell you, "See, this is all I have." Once you finish it, that's all. I'm not going to kill myself. This is what God has provided. And so, like Seth Man said, the 2,000, they make it 2 million. The 2,000, they make it 2 billion. It's not that there are fantastic things that happen, but they are the most important things that you need that they bring to the table. And they are mothers. God bless you.
Amen. You know what he has told you stylishly also is that women are difficult. He has told you that stylishly. If you didn't hear it, I'm helping you to amplify it. The men can be difficult. But somebody said, "Even you said, man, you don't know me." in fact, the more I look at a minister that I like and respect and flows in the spirit, the more I know that this person the wife deserves accolades. Are you with me? Because this person can be very spontaneous and can be very stubborn. That's what it means. Because the person will tell you, this is what I believe, and that's it. So you have to cope with a lot of things that you can't see. Are you there? So it's telling you, you know, that we can be very difficult. That's why they are our mothers too. So very often I'm counseling people, you know, couples, and I tell them, look, we are your children. That your husband is your child. I said, the same way you say, ah, this child, I told you this thing yesterday, you still did it. I said, that's the way it will happen. I said, but that same persistence with which you deal with your child is the same one you apply to us. Hallelujah. I don't know why, but I kept thinking Munachi can tell us what he likes about his mom. Are you getting anything this morning? Are you getting anything yet? Don't worry, I'm going to wrap up soon. Mr. M. I'm just following. I told you I switched completely. I switched completely from what I was going to teach. Are you shy? Are you shy? No. Where's your mommy? Where's your mommy? Okay. Do you like her? What do you like about mommy?
I like my mommy because she takes care of me. She takes care of me. And if I did not have anything to eat, she will not ask me that God will provide for us in the house. So we use the thing that we have inside our house. That is why I love my mommy.
What did you hear in what he said? What did you hear? Huh? Provision. Yes, that well, he provides for her. But I had faith. I don't know, maybe something is wrong with my ears, the way I hear things, I don't know. But I had faith. You know, I heard him say, you know, my week, there's nothing. My mommy will say, God will provide for us. And then God provides for us. You know, and it's like Paul writing to Timothy. That's what I was hearing on. Saying that the same faith that was in your grandmother, Louise, in your mother, Eunice, is, I'm convinced, is in you also. Are you still with me? You know the scripture? Okay, let's go there. First Timothy, Abbe. Yes, First Timothy. So it's okay, don't worry, I'm going to wrap up soon. Is it First or Second Timothy now? I always mix up First and Second. I think it's Second Timothy. Yes, 2 Timothy chapter 1. Are you there? Okay, so 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, Paul was writing to Timothy. He says, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Louise and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. How did he get there? Paul was saying, because I look at who your mother is, and who her mother was, Abby, he said, I am pretty sure that what is in those women will transpire. It comes down to you. It must be in you, the genuine faith. So when you see, you know, the children who are trusting God, believing God, the mother put something in them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, I wanted to stop, but I feel that there is one more comment. Are you going to talk to us about, yes, are you afraid? Okay, you are not, so you is it yes, no, which one? Okay, which child is going to talk to us about why your mommy is so wonderful? Why your mommy is so wonderful? Okay, you are buckling your shoes now. So very quickly, and you can come without shoes. It will be allowed. It's not easy to be a woman, Abby. It's not easy at all. Are you getting anything this morning? Okay, say, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Don't worry. Ultimately, my belief is that church ought to follow the Holy Ghost. Okay, church should follow the Holy Ghost. And that's all I've done. I prepared completely differently until we were at intercessory meeting, and I had started having flashes of a direction to go this morning. Okay, so yeah, clap for her, encourage her. Why mummies are so wonderful. Abby? Yes.
I like my mommy because anytime I ask her for anything, she always gives it to me. And she always tells me that I should believe in God.
Because she always, does she beat you? Has she ever beat you? Yes, and you liked it. Yes, so, but what did you think about it?
I thought that maybe just...
You were wrong. Because you were wrong. Okay, I'm helping you now. You're saying to the mic.
Because I was wrong.
So at the end of the day, did you feel like you were forgiving the woman?
I forgive her.
Because she's training you. So do you want to be like your mommy? Yes, when you grow up, you want to be like your mommy. Huh? She's what?
She's holy. Huh? She's holy.
She's holy. Wow, what a great endorsement. You know, if she's not holy, they know. And she won't have to say it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. I don't know, but I want to stop. But I keep sensing that there's something more. You wanted to say something? Please come.
Praise the Lord. I want to speak about my mom first. A good mother sends the Matthew in a Judas. My point is this. She sees the good in a bad. If a child is really, really bad, because there's a saying that in every 12, there's a Judas. So even when there's a Judas in the family, she does not cast him or her out. She still sees that ability, that good thing in that child, and still draws him or her close and encourages him or her to be better. Then the wife. One thing is having a good wife. I want to emphasize on good wife. And another thing is listening to her. Some men might have a good wife and not listen to her. So listening to your wife, deciding with her, goes a long way. And it encourages the wife to be better. Because a man that does not listen to his wife makes the wife feel reluctant. Because if she keeps trying and the man is not accepting her ideas or doesn't listen to her or doesn't plan with her, it makes her feel bad and wants to like keep to herself and try, okay, God will do something. But if the man encourages her, plans with her, and decides with her, it brings her the betterment in her the more. Thank you.
These women, you are conspiring. Okay, but anyway, thank God. And I think you ended where my heart was going, which is that ultimately, you know, we're in a society, actually all of us, men and women alike, if we are not careful, you've grown up in an environment that has implanted certain things in your mind. Okay, now as a believer, some of the reasons of going through scriptures and all that is to help renew our minds. Okay, you'll hear things like what? Owo lobirin mo, abi? That is what? All the woman knows is money. Just give her money, that's the end of the matter. You know, and like you've just heard, no, that's not all. You need to listen. You need to hear her part. It doesn't mean that everything she says is done, but she might give you an insight into an angle of the events that you never saw. Okay, so it's important that even as a man, we grow to recognize, appreciate the fact that the woman is a strong, or the wife is a strong pillar of support. The mother is a strong pillar of support. If God says, I'll make him a helpmeet, it means that that guy is not sufficient by himself. He needs help. Amen. So that's why God made a help. And that help becomes a mother to him, a mother to the children in the house. Can we stand on our feet this morning? So I've only obeyed God, done what he wants done. And I believe that's for a purpose. I can continue my message next week, Sunday, on operating in strong faith. I think I have four more points to make as fast as God allows. Just give him thanks this morning. I don't know what you have heard, perceived in your spirit, what pertains to you. You know, it's so interesting when the Holy Ghost works that even though we talk mother, wife, and all that, even in those same conversations, somebody is hearing completely something completely different that God is inspiring them about. Maybe God is just telling somebody, you need to strengthen your faith. That's all they were hearing. That's what hits them like a lightning bolt. And that's why it's important to obey God, because God knows exactly what will reach everybody. So what did God lay on your heart today? Talk to him about it. Make clear decisions about it. And I hope you all, you know, would contact your mothers, and if you're still alive and all that, and just greet them, at least today, appreciate them. But what is God talking to you about today? You've been in service. What exactly was God laying on your heart? Talk to him about it. Or maybe God is telling you, you need to be a better mother. You need to be a better encourager. You need to be a stronger person in faith yourself, so that your children can take that from you. Well, I don't know what God is telling you, but you just need to make a bad decision. Know that, I think that's what God is trying to get my attention to today. And just hold on to it now in prayer. And just before I sit, if you are here this morning, you need to make peace with God, please do so. The Bible says, what is your life? It is but a vapor. Appears now, vanishes tomorrow. Nobody knows what tomorrow holds, actually. Somebody once said, those that decide that they will seek God at the 11th hour die at 10:30. So seek him now, accept him now, while he's near and may be found. If you need to make peace with God, either you've never done so before, never given your life to Christ, never been born again, this is the moment. Or you have been, but you need to, you know that inside of you, you are not comfortable. You know that you've walked away from God. You don't have that assurance that all is well and will be well if Jesus were to come now. You can make that possible. You can have that assurance even now. So right where you are, you can put your right hand on your chest. If you're praying that, thank you. Anybody else doing that, put your right hand on your chest right where you are. And just say it under your breath. Say, Lord Jesus, here I am today. I commit my life to you. I know you died for me. I know you rose again that I might have peace with God. So I'm here and I'm dedicating my life to you, that you will not just be my Savior, but you will be my Lord. From today henceforth, I will do my utmost best to seek you and serve you. Amen. Father, thank you for everyone praying that. Thank you because you touched their heart. Thank you because they responded. Thank you because we are committed to you even right now, and you are able to keep that which is committed to you, and you are able to present them all, spirit, soul, and body on that day. We give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.